Now we get to the pathetic weasel excuses. I didn't make these up. I've given this talk many, many times, and someone always asks these questions. Well, I don't want to be responsible for starting a drug that will need to be followed up post-op. Let's deal with this question. Do you care about operative mortality? If you want to lower the risk of death in patients you provide care for, you will need to administer drugs that will be continued into the post-operative period. You're responsible for the care you provide and don't provide. It violates the standard of care to not administer perioperative beta blockers to patients with known coronary disease or known vascular disease. You are responsible for their care. You had better start using the drug. On the good side, there isn't much to follow. You prescribe the drug and the patient takes it and they don't die of a heart attack. What's there to follow? How about, I get paid for the day of surgery not to follow a patient post-op. I'm always amazed when doctors tell me this. In the VA, I get paid by the year. I don't get paid by the case. I still provide good care. If you care about the patient, if you care about reducing the risk of death, you will provide good perioperative care. This implies giving BBAC medications prior to surgery and continuing them into the postoperative period. I don't want to get blamed for post-op issues. This is really simple. If you don't prescribe BBAC medication and the patient has a heart attack or dies, you will get blamed. In the last 8 years at the VA San Francisco, we've operated on 3,000 patients a year under the BBAC protocol. This is about 24,000 patients. Not once has anyone been blamed for a problem related to giving perioperative beta blockers or clonidine. That being said, a number of patients have had heart attacks who were not given BBAC medications, and those physicians were questioned about why they hadn't got the medication. Who is going to follow up on this medication? The surgical patient has a surgeon, an anesthesiologist, and most likely an internist or cardiologist or primary care doctor or nurse practitioner. The BBAC medications will be followed like all the other medications the patient takes. In patients with known coronary artery disease, if you start a beta blocker, you are providing one of the known medications that prolongs life in this patient population. They should already be on the beta blocker for the rest of their life. In patients with peripheral vascular disease, they all have coronary artery disease and should be on a beta blocker for the rest of their life anyway. For patients with risk, the medications can be continued or discontinued by the surgeons at the post-op visit or by the patient's primary care physician. Do not avoid giving a BBAC medication because you fear some follow-up problem. Give the medication and reduce the patient's risk of death.